Just before the U.S. entered the war, Roosevelt signed the Lend-Lease Act, guaranteeing the production of war material to support our allies. Florida cities became industrialized, some for the first time. To most Americans, the war was something that was happening overseas, far removed from their daily lives, but not to those living in the Sunshine State. In Florida, to train hundreds of thousands of troops, more than 170 military installations were built throughout the Sunshine State in just a matter of months. The second largest installation was Camp Gordon Johnston, located in Florida's Panhandle. The city of Carrabelle, with its deep water port and long stretches of beaches, was chosen as an ideal location to train troops in beach landing practice. An ideal location for the military, but perhaps not so ideal for the troops.